This is the P1 podcast for April 12th, 2008. Face all over your face. Good morning, good day, good evening, whatever it might be for you. This is the P1 Podcast. Hooray! Yay! Yay! We're here! Yay! Hello, everybody. It's another edition of the good old P1 Podcast. How you doing? I'm your friend, and your tia, and many other things. The biatch. What other names do you guys like to call me? Stinky.
We can't say those on the
air. Crusty. Yeah. I am P1 Quimby. How are you all doing today? It's been so long since we've sat in the space pod and done this. I like it. Apparently I missed a joke.
Yeah, you did.
Guess anyway. I'll have to catch it when we listen back to this. Super duper.
I will be long gone by then.
Well, hi. Welcome. It's been a while, P1s. Damn, it's been a good 2 weeks since we've been here.
It has.
Today we're going to be talking about the show, some of our favorite stuff since they came back from vacation. We have some magic bits today that we've created on our own. More on that later. And we'll be talking about the site and all that good stuff. So we got a pretty jam-packed show for you here today, ladies and gentlemen. And I'd like to introduce my counterparts for the morning. To my left is a very... okay person by the name of Pimon Dada.
Buenos dias.
Good morning.
What's up?
You're super cute. How you doing?
Pretty good, you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
No, good.
Yeah. Thank right you on. For my breakfast this morning.
You're welcome.
It was a delicious grand slam.
You owe me $8.
Okay. And also, as per usual, we have our board op, our sound effects man, our leader of sorts. Leader? His name is P1 Spice Boy.
Yay.
Oh, thank you.
Ow! Sexy. Hi, Space Boy.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Or good afternoon. Whatever you want to call it. People are probably downloading this many times, so good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you for my grand slam for breakfast today, Quimby.
You're welcome, sir. It was my pleasure.
It was delicious. Pancakes.
Ooh, do you hear that? There's space dogs.
There are space dogs.
I'm excited.
They're
dogs of the future.
Dogs from the future?
Yeah. Today we also have someone who wasn't here last time.
Mm-hmm.
Our little friend, P1 Coleman.
Hello.
How you doing there, Hotstuff?
I just love that drop. I'd also would like to thank Danny for the bunt this morning. Didn't like me enough to get a grand slam. So.
Someone showed up late. And I was hungry.
Just had a cup of coffee.
Yeah, your commitments with the family and everything.
Yeah, well, you know.
How dare you have commitments?
Well, I actually like them. That's the difference.
Oh, I'm happy you like your family.
Whatever.
It's pretty cool. Thank you for being here today, sir. And also, we have a special guest.
Who is it? Who is it?
Who? He's somebody from the site.
Ooh. Who is it?
He took a ham to the head once in the name of the Mikey Show.
Oh, what?
He's our friend. You all know him as P1 JD and Coke.
Yeah.
Both of them are here.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How are
He's
you
a
this
handsome
morning?
Man. I'm not too bad.
Yeah. P1 Nerd morphed into P1 JD and Coke.
Yes.
That is weird.
He built some weird invention.
The similarities are astonishing.
I cannot believe it. You're white. He's a Pacific Islander.
Yeah, no kidding. That was great. Let's do it again.
Yes, Nerd had to go to family reunion, so JD has graciously decided to come sit down on the show with us.
I don't know if I want to go to that family reunion. There's going to be like a whole bunch of pocket protectors.
Oh, my
calculators.
I know. I won't
Motherboard
understand
talk.
Yeah.
A word they're saying.
Everyone's bringing their computers. It's like a LAN party. But
yeah, they don't even speak to each other. They just talk through the computer.
Through the computer, yes.
Hello and greetings.
Everyone's judged by their gigabytes.
Hi. Megabytes, not gigabytes. I'm sorry.
They're not actually going to it. Their me's just interact on the Wii.
Nice. Oh, man. It has been a great last 2 weeks of the Mikey Show. Yep. Give it up. Yeah. They've given us good shows.
Good stuff.
Good shows. Although Mike and Sean got sick once.
Once? Monday?
On last Monday.
This Monday.
It was pretty brutal.
How dare they?
They all got SARS. I felt pretty bad.
They've gotten really good at finding good best ofs, though.
Yeah.
The best ofs they've been really good lately.
Fantastic.
Yep. Ashley's going to have a lot to play with. I'm very excited for her. Oh. I wish I could be Ashley sometimes. Just get to record all of it and get to listen to it over and over and over again. In my own voice over and over and over again. Pretty nice. So a lot of stuff has happened. Danny, you took quite some extensive notes this week on the show. Let's get it going. Let's talk about the show. What did we like?
There was so much to talk about, but I think we decided to just talk about one thing that we liked, right?
This week? Sure, yeah.
Okay, so my thing was the guy who sold his Babe Ruth baseball for $800,000.
Yeah,
that's so pretty cool. That was a crazy story.
It's almost $1 million.
Buy me some penis and
whoa.
<That's> I love baseball.
I heard you do. Yeah. One of my favorite moments, let's bring this up. I think a lot of people enjoyed this story, was that Sky paid for her creepy neighbor's grass to get cut after her
own. That was infuriating.
Why was it so infuriating? I think it was nice.
I thought it was very nice.
Honestly, that was selfish. I would love that.
Dude, are if you somebody serious? Just cut my lawn for me?
That I would leave it grow the next month.
Well, yeah. But she didn't do it to be nice. She was being selfish.
But that's fine. I didn't have to pay for it or do it.
Exactly. I think she was being passive-aggressive.
I'd be totally down with that.
No way, dude.
Yeah, it was a little passive-aggressive. I wouldn't mind that favor.
I would go out and throw acid on her grass.
I always want an OCD friend so they could just come take care of all the stuff I'm too lazy to do.
Clean your house.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, Danny was just paper infuriated. Bags.
No,
I don't
dude,
know why.
You don't cross on someone's property and do stuff like that.
Well, she did.
Trespassing.
The professional mower did.
Yeah.
You know, I can hire someone to kill you. You know, I didn't really kill you, but someone did.
How can you compare chopping grass to killing somebody, though? Seriously.
I used to have a neighbor. We would take turns mowing each other's lawns because they kind of went in together.
Uh-huh.
So, like, he would mow his, and if he got out there before I did, he would do mine, too. He had a rider.
Okay.
You know, so you just
But that's
it.
Not that hard. You just sit on your butt.
Well, still, it's doing it for somebody. I think that's a nice thing.
Yeah.
I just always paid my little brother
to do
like
it.
Pay it forward.
If there was like an anger beforehand, like Sky confronted him, hey, you need to mow your lawn, and they said, you know, blow no, you, I'm not I, going to.
If
and,
she just did it to be nice.
Anyway, yeah.
I
don't
know.
That would be negative.
If she just did it to be nice, then that would be a different story. But because she explained that it was like infuriating and she didn't want to look at it and blah, 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 that's what pisses me off.
Oh, well.
I guess it's the motive behind it.
Yeah.
I guess it's the motive behind it for me.
Yeah, quit your whining.
I still would have been happy with a free mow.
Yeah, a free mow.
Free lawn
good.
Job. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you very much.
JD, job. did you find sweet. Something particularly
Trip my
exciting?
Edges.
JD, that would be me.
Ooh. Yeah. Did you find anything exciting this week, sir?
Not necessarily exciting, but I was kind of creeped out by the fact that the girl was wearing her boyfriend's boxers and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
at a very young age.
15 years old.
Yeah.
I'm ready now.
Yeah, exactly. That's just, yeah, no. Yeah, that's not
good. You didn't like it?
Thank you.
Yes. I wouldn't
very articulate.
Yeah.
I wouldn't appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just me.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
If you were the parents or the boyfriend? Or
if I was the boyfriend, I'd be like, what the heck are you doing wearing my stuff?
Wait a minute. You're coming from a totally different angle, though.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's like most people would say, like, oh, she's only 15. She's wearing this guy's underwear, which means they're probably
doing
it. He probably
it.
Got the underwear after
they did it.
They were new. That's kind of so? Gross. She is.
They're
like,
kids. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it.
Oh, wait, are you going to
do wait a minute.
Well,
I don't like this conversation. My daughter's almost 8.
Yes, that's right.
7 more years, and it'll be a nightmare central at the courthouse.
Unfortunately, I know it ain't going to be that long.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, I'm gonna have to chain her to her bed. That's
really?
Cool.
You're gonna be that homeschool? Dad.
Homeschool.
Two words, shotgun.
Well, yeah. I do plan on like not fixing her teeth and making her hair look really bad.
Yes.
Because you know she's gonna have the really bad teeth and no one's gonna want to mess with her in school. And showers totally optional.
Yes.
Things like that. Not going to be able to shave her legs till she's out of the house.
Oh, oh man.
Let's just, you know, brutal. Complex or not, fine. I'm just not going to be a grandpa.
Wow, your child is going to be a rebel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She'll be shaving her legs at school. Yeah.
Yeah. Gross.
I don't like you, Dad.
The changes on the way to school.
That leads into You Are a Bad Daddy, which we will talk about later.
I'm a
apparently
good daddy.
Both your kids aren't your biggest fans.
Oh, I'm... Yeah.
You're a mean person. You're evil.
I'm a good daddy. I joke.
Oh, Lord. Corbin, did you have a particularly moment, maybe, anything? Did you like the debates this week? That's what I want to know. Alligator versus shark.
Alligator versus shark. I'm a shark fan.
Oh, okay. What?
So you would rather be attacked by a shark?
Then an alligator.
Sharks don't think they taste good.
Okay. Secondly, let me ask you this. I'm just going to put you in the spotlight
now. Hey, thanks.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Don't cry. Hey, listen, here's a Kleenex. Stop crying.
I'm not crying.
Stop it. Stop it.
It's something in my eye.
Do you think a running back?
It's the sweat from you. What?
Do you think a running back or a pitcher? Who has the more difficult position?
Running back or a pitcher?
Mm-hmm.
I think the catcher.
That's second emotion.
That's a hard job.
I have to say, from personal experience, the catcher has the worst position.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Maybe him or the wide receiver.
Oh my God!
That was not me playing a sound drop. Somebody on this show has a real problem.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, I'm lactose intolerant. I'm sorry, didn't mean to.
Way
let
to muck
dribble
up the
out.
Classy performance I had going over here with the fart.
Oh, yeah. Man.
What about the best friend cartoon?
The best friend cartoon.
Like, who would be your best friend if you could pick a cartoon character?
It's hard. It could be. Anybody from the TV show Beverly Hills Teens? If any of you knows what Beverly Hills Teens is, if you can get your hands on any of it for me, please find me on the P1 site. I would love you. But I don't know any particular person, but I would go with Jem. That'd be really neat. I would want to go with her to meet her computer, Synergy. It'd be really cool.
Anyone know what she's talking about?
I unfortunately know Jem.
Yeah, okay. There's a cartoon
called... Jem is cool. Jem and the Holograms and Synergy.
Yes, that was a good show. Because I'm a girl, so of course I'd want to be friends with an all-girl band who has cool powers with her little ears.
Me and my friends are Jem girls.
Yes, yes.
Oh my God.
Jem is truly
way
outrageous.
Too quickly.
I want to be her BFF. And I'd be down with that. Hey, Space Boy, what about you?
Me?
Yeah, who would be...
Probably either one of the Bionic Six or James Bond Jr.
You made that up.
James Bond Jr.
There was a cartoon called James
Bond Jr. I remember James Bond
Jr. I was trying
to
think of the most obscure cartoon I've ever seen on TV.
Very strange.
Richie Rich.
Yeah, yeah.
JD.
The Snorks.
What about you?
The Snorks.
Oh, dude, I have no idea.
Danny, what about you? Tell me now.
It's hard. It would have to be... dang. The Street Sharks, if anyone remembers that.
Whoa.
Yes. There you go.
Didn't they say that on the air a couple days ago?
No, they talked about...
Wait, SWAT Cats.
SWAT Cats.
I never heard of either one of those shows.
So sick.
Never heard of it.
Oh, what? My God. It was awesome.
What channel was this on?
I don't know.
I don't get you kids these days.
So, Street Sharks or Ninja Turtles?
Oh, God.
But Ninja Turtles is kind of a generic.
Cause you just
answer.
Like to eat pizza.
Street Sharks
was
sick though. They were like skateboarded and like surfed, and they were sharks. It was awesome.
So you're into the mutant animal hero scene.
Well, if they kick butt,
How about Dino Saucers?
Ninja
dude,
mutant
that's a good
animal hero scene.
Dino Saucers were these alien dinosaurs that came down.
Yep, I remember them.
Pretty sweet.
So you guys are going for obscure. I go straight to G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
I want to be a G.I. Joe character. Have my own figurine. Want the kung fu grip.
And knowing is half
everything.
The battle.
That's right.
My God.
Knowing is
speaking
half the
of
battle.
Knowing is half the battle, oh my gosh. I, as a woman, was very proud on Friday.
No.
I must say, Team Sass finally took a win. That's
they
good.
Were
allowed
to win.
Boo.
I'm the only one clapping.
It was
I'm the only one
they
clapping.
Threw the match.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, at least they have one win, so they can't say they were shut
Someone
out.
Paid the ref.
They totally threw the match.
No, they didn't. They asked really hard girl questions this week.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the answers
to
them.
Pumps? Are you kidding me?
No, pumps, that's easy. It was the first word the they used pencil? About... No, about the... The bun.
The bun, yeah.
At the nape of your neck. I forget what weird word they called it. I had no idea what that was.
No idea.
I never heard of it either.
But everything else I pretty much knew, like the pencil skirt, the pumps.
Yeah, yeah, here good. Yeah, real good.
Yeah, real sweet.
Waldorf salad. Lager pencil.
Real fresh.
Yeah, it was kind of, it was exciting. I was proud of Chantel, Ashley, and Sky. Girls, I love you. Girl power.
Because they scored all the points, right?
I hope this inspires you to win more.
Well, they gave me the answer sheet this time to make it fair.
It's okay. We're on a majority dude
this
show.
This still Brie Rob's technique.
Any of you women out there, I love you. And we still have a shot. I don't know how many months we're doing this for.
They should just lose all of them from now on.
Are you hitting on girls? What?
What?
What'd you just say?
I said we girls should be proud.
Okay.
Sure. Whatever. Whoa. Danny was very, very
that boisterous.
Perfect.
Oh, I just choked on my spit again, man. Okay, I'm back. So, anything else spectacular that happened this week?
Eddie's birthday.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, Nerd got to go in studio, and he was all freaked out with all the presents that we got him.
Yeah, I threw down a little dough on those gifts.
Yeah, me too.
I'm really happy Eddie liked them.
Yeah.
I hope that he will decorate his home with his lightsaber lamps. I hope the wife doesn't nix those. They're very romantic.
Chewbacca live on a planet Endor.
I say they put those in the bedroom. What? I think it'll set the tune, little ambiance.
Yeah.
They'll be very excited.
I'm sure Deborah will like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're going right in the dining room table.
Yes. Yeah. Why not?
My wife would love it.
It's like the good china, you know? We got lightsaber lamps. What up?
That's right. When you got company coming over, you break out the lightsaber lamp.
Mm-hmm. They're better than candles. They would add a nice green hue to the room. It's pretty sweet. It's real sweet. Here. Real sweet. Mm. Oh, I see this on Danny's computer. I forgot about this. Zeth got hit by a car.
What is up with that guy?
I don't know. He seems to have like some of the worst luck of anybody I've ever.
I think he's actually an elderly Asian woman trapped in his body.
Yes.
No, that guy has really bad luck. 4 flat tires within the 2-month span. What the
and,
heck
like, all
is
these,
that?
Like, speeding or like no. All these tickets for, like, his registration stuff.
Yes, getting pulled out for the cops to look at his tattoos because he looks like such a gangbanger.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like blood in and blood out to me.
He gets pulled over more than Paris Hilton.
Yes.
The neti pot?
Neti pot. Mm.
What did you guys think about that?
What the heck is up with that thing, dude?
Oh, my God.
I don't think I can repeat my comment.
A lot of people
comment.
Swear by it.
Really?
It really helps clear the sinuses. Yeah.
That there, I put a picture up on the main P1 site so people could see it, and it's
yes.
Crazy well, I made looking. A comment. I can't repeat that out loud. I don't think though.
Oh. Yeah, it is kind
well,
of
thanks
sort
for mentioning
of family-ish
it.
Ish show. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, thanks for not mentioning it.
Yes, P1site.com.
Yeah, you'll just have to go to forums.
Yeah,
please hit up the site, ladies and gentlemen. But I was reading on Mikey's blog this week. He said that his doctor said that maybe the neti pot wasn't the best idea for his particular situation.
Really?
Yeah. So we got some antibiotics and
stronger antibiotics.
And just
The neti pot might be going away, but you know, I say before you use any of these type of products, speak to your doctor or write a letter to Dr. Papani.
Papani, yeah.
Yes. Eddie@kioz.com.
Dr. Eduardo Papinski.
Yes. He can tell you anything you want to know. He's a real doctor, I swear.
Yep.
I promise.
Got his license in TJ.
And an Oracle.
It was a good week Ba-dum-bum. Of show this week, I must say. They talked about The Office, which I still haven't seen that new episode yet.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Eddie wasn't very happy with it.
Yeah, have you guys seen it?
Whatever, man.
No, not in The Office.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoy it when The Office is over the top. Yeah, I don't care. It's all funny to me.
And then they also had the guy that wanted to sell his grandpa's bayonet.
Missed that completely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They replayed that today. I heard it.
It's basically a guy who he says he's in a financial hardship, but not really. I mean, he has to pay like $2,000 for his taxes, and he has a bayonet that his like grandpa had in like World War II, and it's been passed down from generation to generation.
Like two generations.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I said generation to generation.
Okay.
And so his dad told him to keep it in the family, and now he can sell it for like $800. And he's like considering it. And then on top of that, his like cousin, who's a P1, was also listening. He's like, my mom just heard this. She's going to talk to you later.
Oh.
So he got in a little bit of trouble because like the family got word that he was trying to sell it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that story is good, but the baseball story, which is what led into the baseball story, is much, much better.
Yeah, the baseball story is way better.
Do you guys have anything like that? Like anything like...
Oh, something passed down from family? Not really.
No?
My mom has a bunch of stuff from my grandmother who passed away, you know, when I was a little baby. Mm-hmm. But I don't know of anything special that's like passed down from generation to generation.
You guys either?
No. My dad's pretty much has everything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
I just have something that was my grandpa's, but I'll probably give that to my son someday or something.
That's cool.
What do you have?
I have his class ring from Flint, Michigan.
Oh, nice.
Do you know what year?
Oh, shoot. I think it was 50 something.
That's cool.
That's cool.
I like that. How about you, Space Boy? Is there any like family heirlooms?
Not a thingy dingy.
Like all his guitars he's going to give to his kids?
Well, we actually have a mothership, which has been in my family for a couple of generations.
Congratulations. Really?
So whenever my kids become age, I'll pass it on to them. And then they can...
Do you go light speed in that?
Close to light speed.
Sweet.
Because to approach the light speed, you would need an infinite amount of energy because your mass increases exponentially.
Oh my gosh, you're amazing. But all of these great best of moments, if you go to MikeyShow.com, Ashley podcasts a lot of the fun moments of the show.
Yep.
So go ahead, check out MikeyShow.com, or you can go to iTunes, just type in Mikey Show, and bam, all the podcasts you've ever dreamed of. So, Corman, sir.
Yeah.
Today is your graduation day, sir.
Oh, really?
It's your training day. Ladies and gentlemen,
I would
like to present to you a wonderful little little bit that we like to call magic beans. Today we have some magic beans for Corman.
Great.
The way that we play this game today is we'll only be playing this game for one day. We have some various jelly beans, some different flavors. And what we are going to do is give them to Corman, and he will guess what they are.
Now, how did this come up?
I was talking to Space Boy on the phone, and I was eating jelly belly beans, and I just kind of mentioned how much I enjoyed them. This was actually around Easter time.
Okay.
And he goes, well, if you like those, I got something you'll really like.
Really?
Yes. These were given to me by a coworker because we all know how big of a Harry Potter fan I am.
Yes.
MySpace.com/WingardiumLeviosaRock to check out my Wizard Rock band. But these were given to me. These are Bernie Botts's Every Flavor Bean.
Yes, if you know Harry Potter, you're getting excited right now.
So the way this is going to work is that we have probably, what, maybe eight or ten different flavors in there?
Yeah.
And Corman will pick four beans, and he will close his eyes, put the bean in his mouth. He will.
Actually, he's not going to get to pick them because if I let him see the box.
Oh, you're
going to
do it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll pick them at random.
Okay.
And then I will coordinate them.
I don't know what's worse, the bean or Quimby touching it.
Oh.
Quimby has very clean, feminine, delicate hands.
Yes, he does. I'm just saying.
Awesome.
Okay.
Don't look at it.
Just pick four.
This bean that I'm picking up right here looks kind of cool.
Like a brownish?
Like a brownish with some black flecks all over it.
But she's describing it.
Yeah, don't describe it. He's supposed to go in blind.
Oh. Going blind.
Well, if he sees the colors, it won't give away the flavor.
He's not going to look.
Okay.
He's going to try to guess what it is.
You
have to guess what it is.
Yeah, he has to guess what it is.
Oh my God, that is going to be awesome.
I have no idea any of the flavors. I do know that they're supposedly gross, but that's all I know. And I've never had these before, so.
It might be gross. All right. I think we're ready to go. Now, I am the holder of what the flavors are. So I will let you know if you are right or wrong.
This is very exciting. Are we ready to do this?
Yes. I'm so ready for this.
Stick out your hand.
All right.
Okay, first let me see what this is. Okay. This one should be awesome. Here you go, sir. All right, ladies and gentlemen, he is about to consume the first.
You're not, like, giving me the worst one first, are you?
No.
All right, so here's the first bean.
Okay.
Going in his mouth.
He's chewing. His face looks okay. It looks all right.
He actually seems to enjoy it.
What do you think?
What does it taste like first? Give us some.
So yeah. Man.
Give us some idea.
I'm actually trying to get the taste of it. I would have just kind of swallowed it instantly to get rid of it, but I'm having to swirl it around a little bit in the mouth to try to figure out what it is.
What is it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not really good, is it? It's a little salty.
Oh, really? That is not surprising.
No. Oh, please. I mean, I don't know what kind of flavors it has, but there's
salty
no way they put
beans.
That. They sell these things. They sell that to kids, don't they? You did give me a jelly bean, right?
Yes, I did. Right.
Yes.
Now, that face is priceless. You have to guess something.
I have
okay, he doesn't know.
Okay.
I have no
what
idea.
What was it, Quimby?
The flavor of this one was booger. Booger.
Oh.
Jelly bean.
What?
Yes, it's going to be good. All right.
See, the hard part about guessing is I would never, ever think booger would be a flavor of anything. So how could I possibly imagine, you know, booger to pop out of my head?
True that.
And I
man.
Don't really... eat okay. boogers, so I have no reference base.
Let's try bean number two.
Hold on, there's a little booger in my teeth.
Oh. Yeah. Does anybody have any water or something that he could rinse his palate with?
God, I'd love that.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay, here we have the next bean. Let me match it up to the flavor on the box. Oh, that's a good one. This is a good one, folks. I wonder...
Tasty one, yeah?
Yes. God. Okay. Here he goes. He is now putting bean number two.
All right.
Oh, that doesn't look good.
Look
doesn't
at his face.
Look good.
Look at his face.
Oh, that doesn't look good.
Oh, that is really bad.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. You guys should see his face. We'll post some of these pictures on poinsight.com. He doesn't look happy. It looks like somebody pooped in his tuba.
Again, not good. Oh, weird.
Oh.
When the air gets into it, it's not good.
Wow.
Oh.
I know the flavor of this, and I'm just so
curious
what you think this may be.
It's like like some sort of like cleaning agent or something.
Really? I wouldn't.
It's almost like ammonia-ish.
What?
Ew.
You want to tell me what it is?
Ew. So you're guessing cleaning product?
Mr. Clean?
Yeah.
Scrubbing bubble.
Yeah. I really...
Pencil?
Like, what did you say before that?
It's... I don't know.
Rust?
It's like rust.
Ooh. Wow.
Okay, what was it, Quimby?
No
Ladies
idea.
And gentlemen, that was an earthworm flavored jelly bean. How do you like that?
Earthworm?
Earthworm.
Yeah. How do you like them apples?
Well, you know, it's common knowledge. They taste like rust.
Uh-huh. I never knew that. All right. We have got
That's a bad aftertaste, guys.
Three.
Oh, my God. It's so gross.
I bet. I'm so not jealous of you right now. All right.
I got a little worm and booger in my teeth. Hold on.
We'll let him cleanse his palate.
Okay.
This is great. I'm really close to just trying one myself. Just
Are
to
you
see.
Serious? I dare you.
I suggest
but I am
the
saving
earthworm.
The best for last.
You are saving the best
I'm
for last.
I'm saving the best for last. All right. Is your palate cleansed? Are you okay? See, the flavors might be affected by the beans.
Totally,
because
that is
going to
affect everything. Because it's still very strong in the mouth.
I wish we had something to cleanse his palate. A little ginger.
Wasabi. You got a little wasabi ginger. All right, next bean.
All right, here we go. This one shouldn't
be
as bad.
Looking doesn't help me at all. So
this is the third bean. Please put it in.
Go for it, man. Go.
You can do it. Okay, the look on the face now is... Not as bad as before.
I still taste earthworm.
That sucks.
I'm picturing like a tree or like a pine tree or something.
Okay.
Like a pine flavor.
What was it?
Pine
it
flavor.
Was the grass flavored jelly bean.
Okay, that was close. That was,
good. That was close
yeah,
though.
That was close, yeah.
Wow.
Did it taste like one of those
I
trees
got foliage.
That you hang from the center of your car? That's hot stuff.
Tasted like pine cone.
All right. Now we
that
have
wasn't that bad.
The fourth bean, ladies and gentlemen. The last one. I'm sure it's going to go over really well. I'm very excited to see what you think this is. Go ahead and rinse your mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last bean of the
what
day.
What is this?
We will continue to do this on the next podcast. As
how many
only,
beans?
There are 10 flavors total.
So
maybe in the next couple weeks.
One and a half more times?
Yeah.
You got to do this? All right, give me the last bean. Let's get this
ladies
over with.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the piece de resistance.
Why do you say that?
This is going to be awesome.
What flavor is this?
I already know.
I'm looking.
I do too.
I don't care. I'm looking.
Awesome.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The last bean is in.
I'll make Space Boy play your song earlier.
Mmm.
What the heck is that?
Yes! Yes!
What is it?
Oh!
Oh!
Holy crap! Don't you spit that out.
Don't you dare
you better
spit that
swallow
out.
That.
Yeah,
holy! What is that?
What does it taste like? Like a baby?
Oh, bad!
Oh my god.
Oh! I told you guys, this last one
is the worst. It is the worst, really.
Holy crap!
What flavors are you getting from this?
Oh, that's vomit, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, he got it!
He got it!
Wow!
Oh my god, that's really...
That is awesome. Oh my god.
Ew, I think he just got dry heaves right now. Oh, I think I can smell it. I think I can smell the flavor out of your mouth.
Oh!
He just blew in my face!
How's that, sweetie?
That is rancid. That is gross. Yeah, his breath is not good. Dude,
honey's getting a big kiss when I go home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
The aftertaste.
Oh, we have, like, the dry heat. He had to take off his headphones. I don't think he can do it anymore. Wow. That was magic.
He's rinsing with water again.
Yeah. Oh, poor Corman.
Oh, that is really bad, guys.
Oh, that was good.
That one's literally, these are for children.
Well, you got basically two out of four. Congratulations, sir.
Nice.
And,
So, am I still around or
should
am
we
I
give
gone?
Him a prize for doing this now or should we wait till the entire box has been consumed? I mean, all the flavors have been consumed.
I think
consumed.
Till the box is consumed.
Yeah, you okay. Think I'm doing this again.
Just so all of you know, Corman and listeners at home, there will be a little bit of a payoff for Corman in the end to kind of thank him.
For being such a good sport.
Yes.
You can be my friend.
Thank you for being such a good sport. That
yeah,
was
yeah, you can
great.
Be my friend on MySpace
oh,
now.
Oh, man, that last one was horrible.
That's awesome.
I almost want to, like, just
I'm still tasting
one,
it, guys.
But I'm really scared.
This is lingering.
Really?
Someone eat that puke one. I'd double dog dare you.
Ugh.
Or all three that I did.
Oh I don't know God. If I can.
No, the grass wasn't that bad.
We'll save this in case any other new people come in.
Yeah.
We'll be like, here, would you like some jelly beans? They're tasty.
Mm. Corman loves
it's
going to
be hot.
It's, man, I got, like, stuck on the filling in the back left molar. I can't get it out.
Okay, what's
I'm afraid
next,
to get it out because it's.
That's gross. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Love you, Space Boy.
We got another little task we're going to do today.
Oh, man.
I'm sure maybe all of you remember this from your childhood. But today we have some Mad Libs, folks.
Yes.
And the way that this works, it is Mad Libs with Mikey Show characters. And the way this is going to work. For what we are going to pick the words, and all words for this Mad Lib will be in relation to our friend and Mikey Show guest, OJ Simpson. Hey, thanks, OJ.
That's right.
So, every adjective, noun, anything that we choose for this Mad Lib will be related to O.J. Simpson. And for those of you who are not familiar with Mad Libs, Mad Libs is a word game. And basically what it is there's a little story. And there have been some words, adjectives, nouns, colors, all types of things left out. Are you going to puke?
I burped that up through my nose. I really might.
Oh my gosh. Oh, please don't puke.
Pass me the trash can.
Dude, because if I smell
I'm sorry, I was puke. Really not trying to interrupt your spiel. Oh.
Sorry, I just couldn't help laughing.
Okay. So anyways, back to Mad Lib. So basically a Mad Lib is a story. They left out particular adjectives, nouns, adverbs, liquids, colors, anything like that. And what we're going to do is we are going to fill in the story with words relating to OJ. And we're going to try to make this a regular thing on the show. We'll use different characters, and we would also like to include you, the P1. So from time to time, we will put the list of adjectives, nouns, whatever that we need on the site, and we'll let you know what the character is going to be, and then we will extract some words from that. So you, the P1s at home, you guys can participate with this. So what we're going to do today is the title of this Mad Lib, just to give you an idea of where it goes, or where this is going. The title of this Mad Lib is My Dream Girl. So I have the list of the types of words that we need. So let's do this. And remember, folks, we were doing this all in relation to O.J. Simpson. I can't even hear you, Space Boy.
Space Boy's not playing this game. Oh. It's me, the juice.
Yes, and Space Boy, since we think he has the best O.J. voice, will read once we've
completed. I don't know what you're talking about. Space Boy went to the bathroom.
So we're going to get this started. Ladies and gentlemen, could I have a little music to go along with this little fun test that we're playing today? Anything will do.
Oh, let's see here.
Come on, OJ. I know you like the OJs. Okay, this works.
Does not work.
Well, let's just go ahead and get this started. Boys, the first word I need is an adjective.
Are you serious?
Can anybody throw out an adjective for me, please? Anyone? I'll pick it. I'll pick the first one. How about that?
Sure.
My adjective is dead. Secondly, we need a color.
Blonde.
Blonde?
Blonde. Okay, blonde.
That works. A plural noun?
Bitches.
Oh, okay. That's a little borderline, but I'll take it. I'll take it. Hey, JD, think of an adjective relating to O.J. Simpson.
Bloody.
Okay.
I like that one a lot.
Now, the next one is a type of liquid. Obviously, what's that going to be, you guys? Blood. Yes. Okay. We need another adjective.
How about sharp?
Sharp. Okay. And how about for the plural noun? What would go along with sharp?
Knives.
Sweet. Okay, I like that. Another adjective. This is very adjective heavy.
Yeah, dude. Oh,
slippery.
Okay. Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Look, I was trying to make my getaway.
The next one.
I kept slipping and sliding on the blood. I thought slippery.
Give me a noun.
Bronco.
I opened her neck like a Capri Sun.
I think that can work. That type of car sounds good. Okay. Name a person.
Judge Ito.
Yes.
Are you sure not Marsha Cross to Judge Ito? Dancing Itos. An exclamation.
Chop it.
Yeah, there you go. Chubby, nice. Chubby.
JD, come on. Give me another adjective. White?
White.
Like
does that
white
work?
Women?
The white women's.
Okay.
White woman.
White Bronco?
Some terms and get some murder.
I got another.
Hey, Quimby's a white woman.
Shut the hell
up. I didn't notice that until just now.
Leave me alone.
I had no clue. Maybe we could have a little chat after the show.
Oh, you can't.
I can show you my knife collection.
You have to look real hard to see the woman.
Terrible.
She's not blonde.
Okay.
Too bad.
Next adjective. We need another adjective, people. Let's keep this together here. Corman. Give me an adjective.
Oh, that'd be... How about decapitate?
Okay, we'll go with that. Another adjective. Jeez.
Mad. I get so mad sometimes.
I like that. I have another adjective. I have another adjective. Let's go with innocent.
Yeah.
Of course I'm innocent.
OJ supposedly is.
That's
what
fact.
Do you mean the supposedly?
That's not adjective. That's the truth.
That's scientific fact.
Danny, Yes. Can you think of another noun?
Small claims court. Lies.
Prosecuting attorneys.
Oh, my God.
I hate those bastards.
Okay. another plural noun?
Gloves. Gloves. Nice. Yeah, okay. They don't fit.
Oh, you guys are stupid. We need one more adjective.
Crazy.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, gosh. And I guess there's only one person that fits this bill. Person in the room, female.
Oh, God. I don't know. Space girl?
JD?
Oh, shut up. I'm a woman.
Screw you.
Oh, that's right. You're just not blonde.
Whatever.
We could dye your hair and have some fun.
Shut up. Okay, what I'm going to do here now, folks, is fill in all the words. Hey, no. Gotta fill in the thing.
Fill it in?
Yeah, you fill out the top part and then you put it all in. Hold on. Okay. Okay. I'm not reading it. I'm just filling in all the words.
So we can have a little OJ conversation while she fills in
hopefully
the blank.
Hopefully this sounds over there. Funny.
Let's talk about this.
If it doesn't, we will never do this again, I promise.
I had breakfast at Denny's this morning, but I would have much more preferred McDonald's.
Was the waitress a blonde?
I don't think so. It's kind of disappointing.
Well, then, didn't no need for the steak knives on the table.
Oh, my gosh.
And a table like hell in her neck.
Oh, my gosh, I'm already seeing more of this.
Come on, hey, woman, ride faster.
I'm sorry. I'm ready to fast. Please don't chop off my head. Thank you. I think that would be really cool if you didn't chop off my head. I know I'm a white woman. I know you want to chop off my head.
I'm the most patient black man in the world.
You better be. You play golf.
We can just pretend you're
blonde. I'm not playing golf. I'm on the course every day looking for the real killer.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's borrow Space Boy's blonde wig. Put it on Quimby.
You mean Mrs. Space Boy's blonde wig.
Oh my gosh.
And okay. the seashell bra.
No, that one's mine.
Oh. All right. Okay, we're going to try to read this off. Here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you My Dream Girl, starring O.J. Simpson.
Oh, no.
Here we go. The girl of my dreams has...
Dead. Blonde.
Hair. Scented like...
Bitches.
Her eyes are like two
bloody
pools of
blood.
And her lips remind me of
sharp knives.
Her skin is as smooth and lovely as a
slippery Bronco.
And she has a figure like
Judge Ito?
Yes! When she enters a room, people always stare at her and say,
Choppy, choppy!
Beautiful.
What a woman! Oh my god, this is gonna work out better. Her sense of humor is always
decapitated.
and people always marvel at her
mad
vocabulary. In my dreams, I see her wearing an
innocent
dress and a diamond
prosecuting attorney
in her hair.
That's a little strange.
I would gladly give up all of my
gloves that don't fit
for one evening with this
crazy
female. Her name is
Quimby.
Great.
Chocolate, chocolate,
chocolate. Oh, that was great.
I love you too.
I love Mad Libs.
More, please.
The best part about that, her sense of humor is decapitated.
Yes. Oh,
that was awesome.
Well, I do have dead blonde hair, and my hair does smell like bitches. If you guys smell.
It is blonde,
it's
basically.
The smell of bitches.
It's just, I caught the whiff much. Earlier today.
It's just your roots have grown all the way out.
Yeah, wow. I am a white woman as well. That's pretty accurate. Good job, boys.
Very good.
Applause all around for all of you.
Hope that comes out as good as it was in here.
Please let us know if you like this, folks. I had a lot of fun.
That was pretty fun.
I believe the next Mad Lib, I think the character we ought to use is Sky.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Think of all the words we could use for Sky.
Oh, let me see. Gold bullion, manservants, ham.
There is more than enough.
Honey glaze.
Verbs. Or not verbs.
Beach car.
Whoa.
Beach car.
Okay. Well, next week I will post all of the open words that door. We need.
Yes.
So we will take some of the P1's ideas for the next Mad Libs. Yeah. So I can't wait to see what the next one turns out. Donkey I hope you guys Kong. Like this. Yeah. That was fun. That was fun and weird. And when I think of things that are fun and weird, I think of P1site.com, dude.
Oh, jackpot.
Yeah.
P1, P1, P1site.com, P1, P1, P1site.com. All right. So this week on the site has been
great.
My ears are bleeding.
Very interesting.
And at least people listening have the volume control.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
If you didn't like my singing, Danny, you wouldn't have posted it on the site.
Oh, dude. I got more, too.
She's got a point there.
I got more, too.
Danny's in love, man. I can show you everything.
Yeah.
Under the sea. Okay, so apparently this is a thread within the random section.
Yeah.
I was over here testing out the new soundboard the other night, or whatever this thingy majig over here is. What's the technical name for that?
A mixer.
Oh.
I thought that's what you made margaritas with.
Yeah, me too. I like Xanax margaritas.
Xanax margaritas.
For the record. They're tasty.
I like a roofie colada for my date.
it makes me feel really relaxed. I feel relaxed. All right. I feel like I can do anything after a roofie colada.
And not feel guilty.
Exactly. I wouldn't
Let's
even
dance.
Know.
Let's get crazy. Mm. Let's get drunk.
That's exactly Let's get what naked. It to. Whoa. Not with you, Cormac. Anyways. In the random section, yes, Danny secretly recorded me singing Under the Sea. And I thought we were just playing with the microphones.
Yeah.
It's a pretty hot song. I love it. If you'd like to hear it. It's easy to get to. It's really easy. Danny, why don't you kind of go through the topic since you were the man of the site?
All right. So we started a couple things. P1 Sanjaya got a tattoo.
Oh, my God.
And we actually saw it last night.
It's fading.
We saw it last night. And basically what the story he told me was the guy that did it, it's his friend. He didn't go deep enough into the skin, so he has to redo it.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I knew a guy that had two letters on his lip, and I asked him what that meant, and he said he was trying to get his name on there, but he wouldn't go past the second letter. It hurt too bad.
Oh. Yeah. Well, apparently...
So now he has two letters there forever.
According to Sanjaya, it's like flossing your teeth.
With the gentleness his friend was doing it, probably. If he goes deep, it's going to hurt.
It'll probably hurt.
It'll hurt a lot. Yeah. He'll be crying.
Well,
like
he's pretty. Dude, he's pretty your lip? Tatted up.
But flossing we didn't even see what it was. He got the words P1 Army tattooed to the inside of his bottom lip.
Yes.
The inside of his bottom lip. That's how dedicated Sanjaya is to nuts, the cause. Man. I mean, that's creepy. You know what? I did have a roommate once, and she was from Orange County, and she used to hang out with a different group of people. She had the words white power.
No. Are you serious?
Not even joking.
That's cool, man.
Where she live?
I don't know where she is anymore.
She got a girlfriend?
That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Danny, what are some other like hot topics?
I guess posted some shirt ideas that we were working on.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got some pretty cool feedback. Kelly, Space Girl, and I were working on them, so yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, what'd you guys think?
Oh, I liked them all. They were very cool.
There was shirt number one that's kind of like a black on black t-shirt. Go to p1site.com. It's hard to describe the t-shirts. One was like white with all these circles.
I can describe them since I've looked at them a thousand times. One of them was a, it's basically like some wings coming off in the back and then p1site on the front.
Gotta see it.
Yeah,
you can't really get the visual.
Yeah, you can't really get the visual. There's a crest one with the star, some circles, and
the rising sun one, right? That was your first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I like that one a lot.
Just
go into the random section, and what's the name of the thread, Danny?
It's called some shirt ideas.
Okay. Yeah, something about t-shirt ideas.
Please go in there and tell us what you think, because we're going to get
my
these
question
made.
Yes.
For you, Danny, was now, are those designs front designs or back designs?
Those are front designs. I probably wouldn't put anything on the back, but we'll see.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I was curious, because if you had, like, if you, those would be really nice back designs, and then maybe just a little P1 sight on a pocket area.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. Just well, any ideas, anything you guys have is going to be just very, very helpful to all of us.
Totally.
The
other thing we had going on this week was, we had the neti pot, like we mentioned earlier. Quimby started a controversial thread.
Yeah.
In the a place to complain.
What a beating.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah,
come on now,
it's
Quimby.
Called Are You Even a Real Person?
She really pulled punches on that one.
I shouldn't laugh, should I?
Subtle's not her strong suit.
Apparently, like, Quimby, like, had just, like, a couple days where she just wanted to be a biatch. And, like, she just...
What's new?
Wanted to, like, call out people on the forum and be like, hey, I think you're a fake person because I've never seen you in my entire life. Even though half the people on the boards you've never seen in your life.
There were just little things that stuck out to me that made me think, like, I don't believe you're 17 years old until I can see proof. You are somebody with... You're a crazy weirdo who pretends to be a 17-year-old.
Whatever.
That's basically what I said. But then, apparently, the thread got hijacked, as per usual, by P1 Corpsman.
Always.
Dun-dun-dun-dun!
I'm the thread hijacker! Thank you!
Excuse me.
And he came in there and said that basically we are all just figments of Danny's...
Imagination.
It is true. You are not even listening to this right now. You think you're listening to this.
But actually, it is all just happening in Danny's head.
So yeah, that thread led to me starting another subject. It's called Alexa, LT, James, and Photoshop. And basically, it was me explaining what went down and why, why Quimby had her crazy theories and all that crap. So.
Yes, because here's why. Okay, any of you who maybe don't go in the forums but do listen to this podcast, when the site began. We had a few people come on the site under the guise that they were somebody else. They made friends with people. They had cyber sex with these people. And pretty much it turns out that none of these people were who they said they were. That's what the thread's about, essentially. So we're kind of explaining, number one, the internet to all you guys. Everybody you meet on the line might not be who they say you are. People are weird. People are really, really weird.
Yeah, so... On a lighter note.
Moving right along.
Yeah.
It couldn't be a heavier note.
Yeah. P1300 started an interesting thread that I liked. It was like the mob style movies.
Mm.
I don't know if you guys... I love these movies, but I don't... Like some of you...
I love mob movies.
I'm not going to name any names, but their initials are P1 Spaceboy. They don't like mob style movies that much.
I don't like bullies.
Oh, this is a little repressed anger there.
Poor baby.
Got a little story to tell us.
I don't like the mob. Well, you're racist. You don't like Italians.
Yeah, why do you hate Italians?
You're racist.
So, yeah, 300 basically just went in there, and he was just asking, like, what your favorite, like, mob movies were, which mine were Casino, Goodfellas, and The Departed.
Obvious choices.
All great movies.
Well, I've never seen The Godfather. Like, I'm sorry, I don't have like a month to dedicate for one movie.
Oh, it's not that
long. No, it's
Godfather
not
that one long. Wasn't that great anyways.
Have you seen Lord of the Rings? Then you should have seen Godfather.
Exactly. My favorite mob movie is Married to the Mob, starring Michelle Pfeiffer. Put it in your Netflix queue.
Is her mic off, please?
Yes, please turn it off.
Married to the Mob. Are you kidding me?
You ever seen that movie? Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, that's right up there with Overboard.
She becomes...
I'm sure My Cousin Vinny was up there, too.
I actually like My Cousin Vinny.
Dude, it's funny, but it's not a mob movie.
I like Marissa Tomei. That's about it.
So, yeah.
My biological clock is ticking like this. And at this point, I don't think we'll ever get married.
Do the laws of physics differ on your stovetop?
grits. I like it. JD, do you like mob movies?
No.
You don't? Why? Why don't you like mob movies?
That's a lot of
business. What's your problem? You're racist, too.
No, they're boring.
So, Spaceboy and JD are racist.
By definition, it's an action movie.
What do you got against Italians? They make the best food ever.
Dude, my best friend's Italian.
Yeah? Who wanted you like the mob?
That's what all racists say.
Yeah.
Dude,
I didn't say I don't like the mob.
I got plenty of black friends.
I don't like mob movies.
My best friend's Druish.
Yeah.
You know, funny, this movie wasn't about mobs, but that movie American Gangster is off the heezy fo cheesy. It's all about, what was the name of the drug in that?
Cocaine?
Blue. No. Oh. It was like heroin or whatever. It was pure heroin. It's called Blue Magic.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. I highly recommend any of you put American Gangster in your Netflix queue today.
I've seen it.
It's got Denzel in it, and it's great.
Look at his face. Okay.
BFF.
He's just shaking his head.
I love you,
Spaceboy. Not a big fan of the drug movies there, Spaceboy?
I'm sure it's great. It just, I'm very confused. Wow. How a man can go around killing people, intimidating, and then whenever somebody strikes back at his family, he gets angry and can't understand why. It's like, what? How dare you come back at me after I already killed all of your family? It's like, what do you think is going to happen? And that's what they showed in the preview, so I'm out. You know, this is the case of Goose versus Gander.
Okay.
I don't remember reading that in law history, but mm-hmm. Believe you.
Okay.
That's okay.
Sure. Moving right along.
Is that the same as Roe versus Wade?
Hey, Corbin.
I think so.
Yeah.
I heard you're a bad daddy.
I prefer to swim. Oh, I'm not a bad daddy.
I heard you're a horrible dad.
Daddy.
Yes, I torture my son.
You stole his lightning. Torture everything.
Queen Nightlight. What are you talking about?
Did anybody read the most recent update?
No. What is up with that?
That we actually found out that he wasn't the one that spilled the milk.
Oh, it's even worse.
Okay, so if you don't know, I posted that I pretty much raped my son's room of all joy.
You
nothing but
your
a
son?
Bed. My son's room. Easy, girly.
We can pull that clip.
Dude, let me get my whistle out.
Yeah, please.
I'm scared. Blow your whistle!
Someone pull a tape.
No, no! Get away! Help! Help me now! Okay, so give us the update.
So, as he did get into the fridge, he got the half gallon of milk out and went into like the dining room area where there is carpet, and we thought dumped the milk all over the floor. But there's another little boy that my wife watches during the day, and he is the one that apparently dumped the milk.
Oh.
But my son took the whole brunt of it, and the part that really annoyed me is that whole next day while my son sat in his room on his bed all day long with nothing in his room but a bed and a dresser. And that other little boy was downstairs playing with my son's toys and watching his TV. So I felt really bad, so needless to say, last night we went to...
You're going to the zoo.
We went to Ruby's, and we went to see Horton's Here's a Who last night.
Okay. Nice. You're okay, daddy.
I gave him some things back, but you can't completely, you know,
poor
give
little
in.
Baby. But he got Lightning McQueen back?
He got his Lightning McQueen nightlight back, yes. But no TV, still very few toys.
Now, I read something within your post that was shocking to
me. Oh,
my. Your little boy has a DVD player?
He had a DVD
but
player.
The fact that he even had one.
Well, that's actually a funny story because it was my daughter who had the TV, and we took the TV from her and gave it to him.
Wow.
Why is that?
Because she was bad in school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow. So he was like, you know, it was last year, so she was 6, almost 7.
Uh-huh.
And it was kindergarten, and she got in trouble at school, so I took the TV from her. And what's the worst way to torture your older sister?
You give it to your... Yeah.
Then to give it to her younger brother.
That's awesome.
Terrible.
See, that's so funny. And he has been good, so I couldn't really take it from him.
This drives me crazy.
Recently.
Kids these days get so much stuff now.
Oh, it's...
When I was a little kid...
Rock. Here we go.
I was lucky to get a U-Haul box and a stick to play with. It's... Seriously, kids have computers now, DVD players, TVs at 3? At 3?
Yeah.
What does this world come to?
I agree. I grew up on the rough streets myself, but
dude, I got a milk carton.
It's a different world now.
And a crayon. I was told to good luck with that. That's not fair.
I'm sure the dinosaurs were mean to you.
I bet your son has like a telephone in his room too?
What?
No.
Oh, is that what he gets when he's 5?
What?
No.
Danny's hurting himself in the corner.
Sorry.
Right? That's crazy. I think kids these days are too damn spoiled, rotten.
If you have a TV, you're going to either need something to play movies or cable. And I don't want them to have cable. So, yes, they have DVD player.
Well,
that is
get
very
like a
interesting.
Wii or something.
Well, keep us updated as the weeks go on and tell us what else he'll get back. He gets that if he doesn't need that DVD player, I will take it happily. And I'm 30 years old. I deserve one more. That's all I have to say about that. There was one last thread this week that was going on. Moot. It was about bad female drivers.
Oh, so you mean just regular female drivers?
Exactly.
Yeah.
As a female, let me just make this admission to all of you right now.
Where's the contradiction? I'm looking for it.
I am a scared female driver.
Oh, my God.
Which, in turn, makes me a bad driver.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have talked on the phone and made poor driving decisions while on the freeway. I brake not soon enough. I brake too soon. I really barely maintain my car.
The law goes into effect July 1st, and that's because of people like you.
Me. Well, then there are women who are worse than me. I hate my own sex. Oh, sometimes.
Asians. Asian, no. Asian women.
No, no,
Mexican
not even Asian.
Women, too.
Let's
They're pretty bad as well.
Let's not put mom. Race on this.
If you get a mix, hold. Oh, run.
If you ever go Stay off the to sidewalk. San Diego State University, there are a bunch of dumb bees driving around here who are putting on their makeup.
Wear your whore makeup, you whore.
They are. They're painting their nails.
Whoa, that was quick.
They're doing all this in their car, and it's horrible. And their daddies are buying them Escalades and these big Dodge Durangos.
That's so if they hit something, they win.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
They kill the other person.
When I went to SDSU, I wanted to kill about 80% of the women who drove around that campus. I am a woman, and I'm sorry. I just wanted to tell you guys right now. Well, I'm sorry.
Appreciate you apologizing
I'm
for
sorry,
the rest
I
of
I'm sorry I scare
the
you
women.
In the car. Gender. I'm sorry that sometimes I forget to turn my lights on at night.
Oh,
I
are you serious?
Apologize.
How do you not?
How do you not notice that?
Yeah,
I can see.
All things that invented for women: seatbelts, windshield wipers, daytime running lights. You name it.
As long as my car smells good, I'm happy.
You know what they invented for men?
What is that?
Motorcycles.
Mm.
I mean, come on now. There's like not a seatbelt on that thing.
That's. Motorcycles are bad.
Do you know what they invented for newsgirls?
A seatbelt would be bad.
What?
On a motorcycle.
What they invented for newsgirls?
Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
What's that?
There you go.
I heard newsgirls like to ride in that. That's pretty cool.
I heard they're issuing clues.
Take a helicopter ride in the Donkey Kong 2.
Oh, man. Sky, please don't kill us. Disclaimer, I love you. Can I get a ride in the Donkey Kong 2, please?
She's going to revoke
Thank
your
you.
Female
the SS
card.
Donkey. She already said we're not going to be friends until 09. I'm so sad.
I like ham.
Did she really?
I love you, Sky.
So we can make as many ham jokes as here?
I'm sorry. But there was a couple girls who were kind of like just, you know, eye rollers. And then there were other people like myself and Nafina who said, yes, we're pretty bad. But men get more accidents. You guys drive like, you know, like there's no tomorrow and scare people and make bad lane changes, cut people off and ride their butts. I mean,
no,
ride
that's
their
normally because a woman was in front.
There are many more topics at p1site.com. Dive on in. Let us speak your mind. Or just go and hijack a thread, or be weird.
Or pick on Quimby, because that's
real fun. Or quote yourself over and over and over again.
JD.
His name is JD. Go to a place to complain. Look at any of his complaints. They're always interesting.
Yeah, what is this, like, I hate humans or something like that? That
was Shauna.
I was bored.
That was people. Okay.
No,
it was him.
Oh, you had
He started, like, a thread. He's like, humans. Why are they so, like, lame?
I just said humans, and then inside I just said are depressing. Yeah. That's all I said, and then everybody just took it from there. It was funny.
Yeah. So I think we should just start a whole little, like, place that's JD's space.
JD's.
And then we can all just jump in there and then have a random time with our buddy JD.
JD's
You
thoughts.
Wouldn't need to. He could do it all by himself.
Yeah. Just quote yourself over and over. It is like artwork at one point after you have enough quotes within quotes within quotes within quotes. It's almost like an optical illusion. I enjoy it. You're good to go, JD. I like you.
Totally.
Yeah, that quote thing, that's crazy.
I tell you, there are many more. We could go on for days and days and days about the topics on
the
website. You
got to try it sometime, Corman.
But, well, I think we're going to wrap it up for this week, you guys. It's been a good week.
Do we have any events coming up?
You know what? That P1 Padres night?
Yes.
If you didn't buy your tickets, Maybe you'll get to sit with us.
Yeah. Words of wisdom, don't eat jelly beans from Space Boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, if you come to Space Boy's house, just don't eat anything they have here. You never know what you're going to get.
Magical fruit.
And Lost is coming back in 2 weeks, and I'm having people over.
Yeah, so don't forget, in 2 weeks on Thursdays.
It's Thursdays, 10 o'clock.
PM Danny, he'll give you directions.
Right.
It's up in the North County, but hey, you know, no biggie.
Yeah, you can make it.
Yes, and the next podcast, folks, I can't really tell you if we know.
It's you know what? Yeah, we're working on that. I think it's
soon. This was fun.
Yeah,
this was really fun.
I tell you, you know, we still have stuff we like to do on the weekend, so we'll just do it as they say, ad hoc, which is Latin for whenever the hell we feel like it, folks. But if you have any suggestions, please go on the P1 site. We will start a thread where you guys can come in, comment about the show. Throw out some ideas that maybe you think is funny, and we'll also be putting up a Mad Libs post where you can help us get the adjectives, the adverbs, the nouns for the next Mad Lib that we will do. And FYI, the character will be all in sky isms.
Yes.
Schisms.
I love it. Ooh, what is a
that's
schism?
That's good.
Who said it?
Schisms. That sounds dirty. Am I mistaken?
No,
skeet. And, wait a minute.
Skeet. Fap.
There'll probably be more blackmailing songs that I have sang.
Why's it got to be blackmail?
Posted. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for?
That's my backbone.
Under the sea.
Do you hear the shower in the background?
Yeah.
Darling, it's better. Dinner, it's better.
She's actually singing this under the sea.
Under the sea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But under the sea.
This is not me right now. I try not to repeat myself.
Why are we devoting full time to floating under the sea?
That is the best Jamaican accent I've ever heard. Yeah, so you can look forward to more of those.
Oh, yeah.
And, we're not trying to do tone deaf here. No. I just really like to sing songs on microphones if I'm given
I really don't want
to
guess that.
But I tell you, it has been a fun show this week, you guys. And I just want to thank you, JD, for coming and filling in at the last second.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We like you. You're good enough and smart enough.
It's just such a great experience.
And gosh darn it.
Oh my gosh.
You really like me. Also, Corman, thanks for finally showing up to one of the podcasts.
Hey, nice place.
Yeah, let's hope your back stays good.
Me too.
I'll be praying for your back, bro. I really hope so.
What?
I mean, I think that's
it. Just his back.
Totally call me out when I'm there.
So if you want to hear this, you can get this podcast at pinsight.com.
We're putting it up on iTunes this week.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh,
my
gosh. Okay, folks. So you can put this on your iPod and or not if you hate my guts.
You know how it is. Rocking and rolling and whatnot.
It's going to be fun. So tell your
friends
about it.
Danny recommends the iPhone.
If you know people who are P1.
No, I don't.
P1s. It's going to be awesome. So get out there this week, folks. Get out there and make yourself some new P1s. Don't forget to listen to the Mikey Show every Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 10-ish, per se. And once you're done, you know, listening to the Mikey Show and reading the blogs, come on over and hang out with us over at the P1 site forums. It'll be great. It's the ultimate fan site. I'm sure if you love the Mikey Show, it's the place you want to be. It's a cool place, you know? It's all the cool kids are at.
Should I hit it?
Yeah, I think you should hit it.
Oh, really?
Hit it. No, hit it.
How about now?
We're working on the timing here. So once again, check us out on p1site.com.
Peace.
Have fun. Be kind to yourselves and each other. Yeah, cheers for you.
Wow.